Amen. I want you to close your eyes and repeat after me, Lord Jesus.
I do have eyes.
And they do see.
And they do see.
I have ears. And by faith. They hear every word. And it registers in my heart. And my heart does perceive. That you're talking to me today. Loud and clear. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Well, I heard loud and clear this morning that we were going to be seeing through the eyes of the Lord. When I look at myself, I look at myself with my own eyes. But when I look from God's perspective, there's a new comparison that begins to take place. Because when I look at myself, my old pattern of my mind shows me every mistake I've ever made. Okay? And what does he want from my mistakes? He wants me to use them as stepping stones to go higher. Those mistakes will actually be a picture of the future where you will set others free. So those weaknesses that you've seen as hopeless cases are really those particular tears that the angels of the Lord are ready to pull out of you as long as the rain keeps falling.
Boy.
Amen? Amen? So let the former rain and the latter rain continue as it is required to loosen up the ground.
You're back in that book?
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Huh?
Nothing. Praise the Lord.
When you speak about the rain, you're referring...
Holy Spirit rain, okay. Living water. First John, in John chapter 3, the woman at the well, she's got problems. She's got five husbands. And she's living with number 6, and she finds the 7th man. And what does she need? Jesus says you need living water. Living water is the Holy Spirit. You and I need living water to loosen up what's been in there all this time. And the older we get, the more we have.
It's true.
Because we're aware more. So you younger ones, enjoy the trip. Water's coming your way too.
Amen.
Amen. And you're going to grow and mature, and you're probably going to do like me. You're going to groan a part of the way. Because you're going to argue with, I can't do this. And that's what he's waiting for. He's waiting for you to say, I can't.
I just did.
And you can't. But by faith and by grace, it will be enabled by the Lord. So today, I'm giving you insight of what he pressed me to share with you. And it's from chapter 8, seeing men through God's eyes, or the Lord's eyes. And it's coming from the book that I just received, The New Kind of Love, by E.W. Kenyon. Yeah?
Oh.
New Kind of Love. But, you know, this was what he pressed in because I felt, okay, we talked about how God looks at us a little bit the other day. But now I want to take some of these things home to get you to see something new. So he's speaking. We have been seeing men through sense-dominated eyes. Now we see them as the Father sees them. I am sure he saw them through the eyes of faith. It was love seeing men through the eyes of faith. He believes they will respond to the sacrifice made in Christ. He believes they will want eternal life that will give them joy where sorrow has reigned, victory when failure has held carnival. He believes men will respond to his love and will come over into the love way. He can see the sinner as a created man or recreated man. He sees the believer as a victor, not as a victim. He sees him walking in love. We must close our natural senses, ruled eyes, through the eyes of our heart. See them as the Father sees them. He sees the poor made rich, the naked clothed, selfishness turned into love. I want you to just close your eyes for a moment. Say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus.
I need to see. With my eyes closed. My future.
My future.
He sees me.
Even though I think I'm poor.
He makes and sees me rich. He sees the naked clothed. Because sometimes I feel totally naked. But he sees me clothed in righteousness. Selfishness turned into love. That's my future.
All my selfishness.
Turned into love.
And it's going to be a work of faith.
I need to believe it.
Declare it.
And make it happen. By my words.
My words create.
Hallelujah. Our faith must arise to meet his faith. Then we can help them. But as long as we see them through the sense-governed eyes, we will never be able to take Jesus' place and do the love acts that Jesus did. The new creation man must become love conscious. It is love that is going to lead us out of the labyrinth of selfishness in which we have been walking and struggling all these years. It is love that will put us over and make us winners in life's fight. I repeat, it is love that will put me over and make me a winner in life's fight. We have been need conscious. I love this part. We have been need conscious. And as long as we are weakness conscious and sickness conscious, faith will have no place in my life. Oh. Yeah. You heard what I said. Say it with me. Close your eyes. Say, I have been need conscious.
I have been need conscious.
And as long as I am weakness conscious. And sickness conscious. Faith will have no place in my life. But when I yield myself.
To the Lordship of love.
Cut every shoreline. That binds us to selfishness. Love will put us over and make us conscious of what we are. Overcomers. Ephesians 2:10. You remember that striking sentence in Ephesians 2:10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. I stress, we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. That means we are God's workmanship, just as creation was his workmanship. There's an awakening right there. This new creation is his workmanship. And just as the first creation was perfect, and he said it was good, didn't he? Mm-hmm. We believe in the new creation to be also perfect. The new creation man is you and me. It's not somebody else that's coming down the highway. Jesus did it all, and he did it all for us. Amen?
Amen.
So, repeat now. The new creation,
the new creation
is his workmanship.
Is his workmanship.
Just as the first creation was perfect.
Just as the first creation.
I believe that I'm that new creation.
And I'm perfect also.
And I'm perfect also. Because of Jesus.
Because of Jesus.
The first creation pleased him. Didn't it? And we know this. It's kind of tricky to do this way, but the first creation pleased him, and we know this one does. He is the lover. He created us in love. He has built love into us. He has built love into us. He has taken the things of Jesus, the things of love, and built them into us. As we act on the word, it becomes built into us and forms a part of us. He did not take us to be slaves of circumstances or demons. He did not create us in Christ Jesus to be servants of the world and its influence. But he created us in his Son. That I might reign with him now as victors in the realm of life. I repeat, he did not make me to be slaves of circumstances. That's a real mouthful right there. Or demons. He did not create me in Christ Jesus to be servants of the world's influence, but he created me in his Son, that I might reign with him now as victor in the realms of life. He planned that we should walk in love and act in his stead. We actually take his place. We actually take his place. It is beautiful that we can be so united with him, so utterly one with him, that his life absorbs and takes us over. He living in us and loving through us, both in word and in deed. Both in word and in deed. Just by being yourself. The word translated power in Acts 1:8 is dunamis, dynamite, which is a true translation, should read ability. Acts 1:8, dunamis, dynamite, ability. Jesus said he wanted his disciples to tarry in Jerusalem until they received power from on high. That power was love. Only love could conquer the Roman Empire and the Jewish Sanhedrin that had crucified Jesus. When you receive love, you are receiving the ability of God. You are clothed from on high with God's ability. That one you can take to the bank. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
When I receive love.
I receive the ability of God.
He clothed me from on high.
With God's ability.
Something new has come to man. Failure and the sense of inferiority that had become a part of the consciousness of man has been overthrown. Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in me, or in us, not unto him that is able to do. See, the glory goes to him because he's able to do it exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now unto love that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or even think. It is according to the ability of love that is functioning inside of me. So I am a love creation. I'm a lover by nature, not a critic. You just retired from your critical back. You know, your background in criticism, past. No benefits. We are going to surrender our weaknesses to that love. You see how it connects? We are going to surrender our weaknesses to that love. We are going to let love's ability make us a success. Are you ready? Take a deep breath. Say, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit.
I am going to surrender.
I'm going to surrender
all my weaknesses
to that love.
I am going to let love's ability
make
me a success.
Make me a success.
Even my unbelief has a hard time right now. Because it looks at my past. And its failures. Tries to convince me of a lie. But I know who the liar is. And I am going to surrender.
All my weaknesses.
To that love that never fails. And he will make me a success. The old curse of inferiority complex that has held men in bondage since Adam sinned in Eden at last has found its master. Love in us is greater than anything that can oppose us. Love has made us conquerors today. Love has led us out of the wilderness of doubts and fears into the rose-strewn fields of God's grace and omnipotence. At last, I have won. At last, I am a conqueror. One more time, your eyes closed. Say, love
has led me out of the wilderness
of doubts and fears
into a rose-strewn field of God's grace
and omnipotence.
At last, I have won.
At last, I am a conqueror. And an overcomer. Through the words. That will be spoken. As I go forward. Loving instead of criticizing. Loving instead of finding fault. Because love hardly sees when others do it wrong. First Corinthians 13. I added that one because it was bouncing out of my heart. Amen?
Amen.
So now you can see the lack of love when we're back into that old pattern of thinking. Or my mouth goes off into the wrong area. And God is saying to all of us today, it's time to cast your problems on him. So you can see how that word fit right in there, young lady.
Sure did.
That's why I was so excited, because, you know, the Holy Spirit is working. He's working in every heart that's here. And don't forget for one moment, when you activate your love and your love flow, it goes out there. It doesn't remain in here. It touches those that have come. It touches those that have made themselves a part of the body of Christ. Because by choosing to come forward and to obey the Lord, they will reap the benefits of what you and I do. Even if they're sitting at home in a difficult space, whatever that happens to be. So, share some loves. Oh, we got to bless the food, right? Bless the food. Say, Lord, bless the food.
Lord, bless the food.
Make it holy to our body.
Make it holy to our body.
It's time for us to celebrate.
It's time for us to celebrate.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And amen.
Amen. I need apple pie. I need apple pie. I need apple pie. I need apple pie.